She addressed a shaven-headed skinny man with tattoos up his hairy arms. Reggie Thomas, like Daryl Woodley, had been released from Parkhurst Prison on the Isle of Wight in March. When questioned, Reggie claimed to have no knowledge of why his former fellow inmate had been assaulted just off the Portsmouth waterfront 18 days ago. Or why, after 3 days in hospital, Woodley had risen from his bed and somehow ended up dead at the Farlington Marshes to the north of the city, 3 miles from the hospital. No one claimed to have driven him there. It was inaccessible by public transport, and he could hardly have walked that distance. Despite Uckfield's public appeals for information, no one had come forward with any sightings of Woodley, either where he'd been attacked or where his body had been found by a man walking his dog. Exasperated, Uckfield had declared, "Someone must have seen him. This isn't the Starship Bloody Enterprise. He couldn't have been beamed to Farlington Marshes." But it was almost as though he had been. The pathologist, Dr. Gay Clayton, had said that Woodley had died from his earlier injuries, a violent blow to the head and hypothermia. Hard to believe, with the temperature soaring to equatorial heights, thought Horton, plucking at the shirt sticking to his back. But a fortnight ago, it had been as cold as December. Uckfield sniffed noisily. "Can't think what they're doing here anyway. None of that lot had a good word to say about Woodley when he was alive." Did anyone? Thought Horton. Even the chaplain had struggled to find a kind word for the man who had lied, cheated, robbed, and assaulted his way through his 47 years. Probably wanted to get their picture in the newspaper. And he'd witnessed some heartbreaking performances by them, worthy of an Oscar, put on for the benefit of the local press photographer, Cliff Wesley, who'd been snapping away on their arrival. "This is a waste of time," a sentiment shared by Horton.